Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your Megapod for the 3M Open. I've got the coach here, but the coach, you're there. You're somewhere. You're not at home.
Yeah, we're taking the show on the road, and as you can tell, I don't stay in the same room as Mark Emmelman when I do PGA Tour Live. No. But I'll be here for 3 straight weeks, 2 weeks of PGA Tour Live, and then the big Corn Ferry Tour Utah Championship. I will be here for that as well. So we'll be on the road for 3 weeks.
Mark Emmelman is here. Mark, is that because you stay in the penthouse suite, or what is Coach referring to?
No, some of us get the special treatment. Hey, speaking of Coach, I'm doing the 3 playoff events with Live.
Yeah.
And I saw that I'm on the same crew as you for one of the streams there. I
think. Yes.
BMW.
Yeah, well, I actually switched off. I'll be doing the Tour Championship now. So I'm not doing the BMW, but I will be here for one of the 3. So we'll do dinner.
Sounds good.
Coach, did you switch off because you saw Mark's name on the list, or how
you
did that
get the penthouse?
Well, no, I didn't, but it's just I guess it's a nice side effect of switching off that tournament. All kidding aside.
We are still recovering from the Open Championship, and Coach, we haven't had a chance to chat since everything went down at the Old Course. So I just kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit. You know, Rory McIlroy down in defeat, Cam Smith comes back, shoots an 8-under 64, just kind of magical stuff going on at our final major of the year.
Yeah, and it gave everything that we love as sports fans, not just golf fans. I think you had a young stud who we're going to see a lot more of him, and Cam Young have a spectacular finish. Then you had Cam Smith, a spectacular back nine. That's exactly what we want when we have a major championship. Don't go out and lose it. Let's have somebody come back and win it. And then the one storyline that hurts me the most, because I care so much about sport, about golf, and I know how much Rory cares. And I know how much Rory wanted to have his name on the Claret Jug for the 150th. Arguably, every player said it, Rick, all week. This is the biggest. It feels like the biggest. I think this is going to gut Rory McIlroy for some time. And it would not shock me if we see the rest of the season from him just not be very good, because I think this loss was devastating.
That's interesting, Mark, because, you know, we were talking last week that all of us, I mean, we had circled the Open Championship for Rory for 6 months, and it felt like we were trending in that direction thanks to his play and results at other major championships. And you wonder if Rory was also thinking the same a little bit, and now he's got to start over, get back into the grind, and find a new goal to focus on.
Yeah, I think he had probably circled the Old Course at St. Andrews as a venue, but you know, the kind of game that he has, he circles every major championship, and right now the way he's playing, he can circle anything he decides to play as somewhere where he can certainly go and contend and hopefully win. If you look at the victory column, given how he's played this year, especially the latter half, it's paltry. But you know what? The guy just shot umpteen under par there at the Old Course and got just outplayed. And in many respects, I think now maybe he's still smarting about it some, but now a few days removed from, I won't say defeat, because he was just outrun. And he played nicely on the final day there. You know, you can look at the thing pragmatically and kind of go, you know, I drove the ball great. I hit my irons well. I took advantage where I needed to. Could I perhaps have adopted a different and more aggressive style play Sunday? Maybe, but you never know, because sometimes around the Old Course, that does not pan out. So he did what he needed to. And I think in terms of giving himself a grade, he'd likely give himself an A, if not a little bit more for what he did there. So there's a lot to build on, a lot of confidence he can take from there. And look, it's playoff time here in just a few weeks. And he'll be in Memphis, and that course will be right up his alley. And Then he loves Bent Greens, and we're going to Wilmington, which is a fantastic course, very similar to Congressional, where he's won. And then, of course, Eastlake, it's been like a personal playground, and there's a whole lot of money and a pretty prestigious award that's at the end of all of that. So the year is not lost just yet.
Not to derail this conversation, Mark, are you going to be in Wilmington? Because I'll be in Wilmington.
I'm on the crew for live. I believe I might be down in St. Augustine.
Okay.
Wow. Unless things change.
We will have this event and the playoffs and the run. We'll have this whole thing covered from all angles. Coach, there are a couple of devastating stats that came out of the Open Championship that I just want to read you. Sean Zock puts this into perspective a little bit. Rory McIlroy hit one bunker that week, holed out from it. He then shot 266s. He played bogey free in the final rounds from the final pairing, somehow didn't win. Kyle Porter notes Rory beat or tied 97.5% of the golfers he faced across four major championships, didn't win any of those. And then when you look at the aggregate major championship scores of all the guys who made the cut in all four, Rory was 29 under, Zalatoris was 21 under, Fitzpatrick was 16 under, JT was 3 under. Those are the only four guys under par in all four. In that scenario, Rory has zero and Zalatoris has zero majors. Man, this is a cruel game.
It's a cruel game, and it's exactly what I just said. I think this is going to gut Rory for a long time because he's a student of the game. Let me give you one more stat, Rick, that's going to blow your mind, and I guarantee you that Rory has seen this. He was up three shots when he stood on the 10th tee on Sunday. He made zero bogeys on his back nine, and he lost by two. Think about that for a second. How hard is that to do when you're up by three? And then when you go back and you look at all of it, and I know golfers are great at this because they have to be, because it's so hard to win, to say, well, I played great here, you know, top 10 in all four. But sometimes you got to say, you know what? That's just bad luck. That is just bad luck. Why do I deserve that? And sometimes as human beings, we do that. Say, why do I deserve that? Why does Cam Smith deserve to win when I did everything that I possibly needed to do? I think it's going to be a hard one for him to bounce back from. I really do. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But all the stats you read, you know he knows them.
Can I just put this into context a little bit? Because, you know, Kyle's a fine one for going, well, he's beaten everyone but four golfers in the last four tournaments. You know, yeah, that's a measure of how well the individual's playing. And all those things that Rory did and all those numbers that people lavished are like, yeah, that's cool. But when Rory won Bay Hill, I can't remember the year, but I was still on the radio crew then, and I had him. And that final round of 64, you guys have heard me talk about this ad nauseum, because it's truly one of the great rounds that I've been able to witness in person. And so he posts the score. He goes to scoring, signs the card, hangs around there. Then we get word he's won because there was a group behind him. So now I have the winner's interview. So he does TV, and then he comes to me, and I've got all these statistics that my producers put in my ear that I've scribbled down on my clipboard. First in strokes gained off the tee, first strokes gained tee to green, first, but the whole thing was first everything. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to be clever, and I'm going to read these things out to him just to tee him off, right? So I'm like, Rory, check this out. And someone, my mom got a picture of me doing this. It was take your mom to work day. Where I'm holding the clipboard and the microphone, and I'm pointing out all these statistics that he led. And I'm like, first. Wow, man, what do you think? And he sort of looked at me and laughed, and he goes, was a good thing I was first on top of the leaderboard then. So look, I'm saying that to share that, yeah, it's nice when they hear these things going, sure, you know, the work is paying off. But players of this ilk, in fact, all of them in the world's game, perhaps not the guys playing on the other tour right now, they are just interested in one thing, and that is the hardware on the mantelpiece or in the trophy cabinets. Look, when you turn around and the check cashes on Tuesday morning, that's nice. Let's not mess around the bush here. But that claret jug, you can tell Rory all you like about only hitting one bunker and making zero bogeys on the final nine and blah, blah, blah. And he's going to look at you and go, all right.
I didn't mind. Yeah.
He said as much too, because someone asked him afterward. He's like, well, you know, this was in the presser. He goes, well, you didn't have a good looking birdie putt ish on the final hole? That was sort of the gist of the question. Mm-hmm. And Rory looked at him and sort of said, well, you know, I wasn't playing for T2, basically meaning that pitch shot was going in or it was not going anywhere.
Yep.
And so, look, those things are nice, but the reality of it is, especially for a guy like, remember Tiger, he goes, second place sucks. It's the first loser. And that's kind of where Rory is right now. And that's, to me, what makes his journey up this summit that he has embarked on once again just so difficult, because it's win or bust.
Yeah, they don't give out trophies for fewest bunkers hit at the Old Course, unfortunately. that'd be nice. Spinning this ahead here, Coach, it's a six-hour time difference from the Old Course to where we're going to be in Blaine, Minnesota this week. There's about a dozen or so guys that have made the trek, including Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Sung J.M., to name a few. How do you envision, if any, that kind of both major championship hangover and then also like the physical jet lag might impact some of these guys?
I thought about all that kind of stuff, because I'm sitting here and I physically flew last night from California to Florida, and I'm a little fatigued, but I'm also fatigued because of how much I put into the weekend, getting up early, watching all those. And I can only imagine the players, and there are several sprinkled in. Tony Finau was the betting favorite the last time I saw it. And I would think that there's a natural letdown, not just from a motivation standpoint, but from a strength standpoint and an energy standpoint. So when I was handicapping this week, I looked at guys that played last week, that played well last week in the Barracuda. Ches Reavie was the champion there. And then I also looked at a few guys that maybe missed the cut, but that have been playing well at the Open Championship. And I kind of melded those things together. But I don't foresee many of the guys who played at the Open Championship who are playing this week, I don't think they're going to play very well, because I just think it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, not only that, the jet lag, the emotion, the energy, all that stuff, but Mark, obviously the stark contrast between the golf course that you just played in the town of St. Andrews and the golf course that you are going to play at TPC Twin Cities, probably not going to create the same visuals.
Nah, well, no doubt, but just to point out something kind of mundane and something that is a part of the professional game, and Coach will likely tell you, you know, we're living in an era now where air travel is challenging in terms of just getting baggage. And I saw an image this morning that I actually retweeted of a stash of golf bags at Edinburgh Airport that was over 200. Now, I know that's not all the players' stuff, but most of them are flying commercial on the way back, except for a handful, really. So just getting your golf clubs back. Your buddy Victor Hovland, he played the Scottish Open with a second set of golf clubs that they'd put together for him over there. So that's the reality of it. So these guys have got to, you know, get over the jet lag. They've got to hopefully get their clubs and their bags and stuff like that. And yeah, you're going to a different venue entirely. But the beauty about the TPC Twin Cities and how it sets up is that in many respects, it has a similar sort of a flow to the Old Course, where the fairways are wider and it's a golf course that sort of places a premium on what you're able to do around the greens. The greens are sort of got, you know, some mounds and stuff, nothing like the Old Course, but it's very much a second and third shot golf course around there. All you got to do is get used to the different surface to hit off. It'll be softer. It always is with a Bermuda grass, a bent grass fairways. And of course, the greens will be receptive. But these guys are studies. They figure the stuff out very, very fast. So, yeah, there's going to be some jet lag. That's real. That's a part of the job. But when you get there, you've got a practice round and a half, maybe. Hopefully that golf swing travels and you get yourself some rest and then you go. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Victor has the worst travel luck out there. couple of comments from Brent. Did Victor have his clubs reunited for the Open? I believe he kept the new set in play, though. He kept the new set in play. And then, Coach, how about this one? Which is harder, going west to east or east to west on the jet lag?
Oh, it's not even close. It's not even close. It's west to east. Are you kidding me? Now, I will say this, because a lot of people ask me in my social media, because they know that years ago I used to travel with Vince McMahon on his private jet for about 3 years. That must have been amazing. You're on a private jet all the time? No, it sucked. I was 27 years old. I couldn't party with my friends in the city we'd just come from. But my point is this, that part of the reason a lot of these guys don't travel overseas on private jets is that you have to get a plane big enough to make the trip. And those cost a fortune to do. Yes. So even Vince, when he had his big jet, would travel commercial over the pond because it just costs too much to do a private jet and then stop three times at different places because they just don't have enough gas to get there. That's why they do it.
There you go.
Tough life, Rick. It's really a tough life.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We'll figure out the private jet over the pond thing eventually. All right, gents. We are sprinting towards the finish line. Might not feel like it, but there are only one, two, three events remaining, right? Three events remaining in the regular season. That is this week, the 3M, next week's Rocket Mortgage, and of course, the Wyndham Championship. So, Mark, this is no time to waste if you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's go time. I actually did a quick bit on CBS Sports HQ this morning, and one of the things they wanted to talk about was the player of the year race. And then the other one was, you know, it's now time, it's crunch time with the playoffs just 3 weeks hence. And so I picked out, I just scrolled down the list to have a look. And because typically our storylines are more near the top of the FedEx Cup points list, right? And looking at names down there, I saw Webb Simpson at 115th currently. Remember 125 going in the playoffs. Now, good news for Webb is he looks like he's trending. And he's going to the Wyndham in just a couple of weeks' time, which
that's a top eight guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Fans, Mark's got him at the Wyndham, so just you know. Webb at Wyndham is a thing. And then Jason Day is 122nd. His game's also trending. He's in the field at the Rocket Mortgage this week. I'm sure he'll probably play Detroit as well. And then, of course, there's Ricky Fowler, who's outside looking in. So, yeah, it's go time, and it's time to play. It's time to me where a lot of folks can overhype this whole thing. Because if you think about it, a lot of these players who aren't exempt because of a win, they're like, oh, shucks, I'm going to have to go back to Korn Ferry Tour Finals or whatever the case might be. And so sometimes we start to make the situation bigger than what it really is. Now, I'm not saying it's not big, but the truth of the matter is the examination is still to hit the ball in the fairway off the tee, to hit it onto the green, make a few putts, avoid disaster, you know, just pick it off where you can. And if you can keep the deal, then you're going to be okay. Because then, just like Brooks would say for major championships, well, you can count out half the field and the other guys, they're not going to play very well and blah, blah, blah. That's what it's like, because it starts to get so real that at a place like the Wyndham Championship, nerves are on end and you can sense the tension. And it's always such a, not to get ahead of it, but such a dichotomy to me, because you've got Wyndham that put on this event that's like all vacation and all take it easy and have fun in the sun and stuff like that. And you guys stressing to keep their card. So look, it's the truth is just keep your focus, do your thing. You've got 3 weeks to play and then you do your business and then you go and make some extra cash in the playoffs.
A lot of names in that 126 to 150 in the field this week, Coach. They know what they need to do. And we've seen guys kind of make these runs, right? You get hot at the right time. You're able to kind of make a deep run into the playoffs. Now there's only three playoff events, right? We're going just from FedEx to the BMW Championship to the Tour Championship. So we're going to see a lot of these guys just absolutely put the gas on the floor.
It's a good news, bad news scenario for a lot of these players, because the good news is that a lot of the top players already secured their spot. We're not going to see Scottie Scheffler before the playoffs, I don't think. We're not going to see a lot of these guys before the playoffs, I don't think. But then at the same time, now you're putting that pressure on you. Do you think Webb Simpson wants to play outside of the Wyndham? He may not. He might do that. But a lot of guys don't feel like – they don't like being forced to play events in order to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs. But also, think about this. I feel like we're at a changing of the guard in this space and time in golf, with all the live stuff and players going over there and all these young studs coming out of the PGA Tour University. A lot of the live golfers were guys that I believe this to be true. They looked at themselves and said, you know what? All these young cats, and we're going to see a lot of them this week and a lot of them next week. I can't beat them. I'm not good enough to beat them anymore. So I'll go take the money and go play over here. So what that means for the PGA Tour is you're going to see a lot of young cats that you may not know that are going to start to rise up. A couple of years ago, who won here? Matthew Wolf. We've seen Cameron Champ do well here. A lot of young guys come to this event and they do well. And I think we're going to see more of the same sprinkled in with some of the veterans that we're talking about. But I think those veterans are on their way out and not necessarily on their way back.
You're on mute, Mark. While you unmute yourself, I will point out the live guys there are the guys that have not resigned are still in the rankings, Mark. So I'm looking at Abe Anser, 79th, Brooks Koepka, 99th, Pat Perez, 113th. I imagine that when we get to the playoffs, those guys are going to be removed and everybody will be moved up however many spots.
Yeah, that's a game changer. You know, something, to be honest, I hadn't considered. But just to come on the back of Coach's point there about what the veterans are going to do, maybe I'm playing some cat and mouse here a little bit or just having some fun, but I'm hoping, really hoping, that Waco and Neiman's in the field next week at the Rocket Mortgage event in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
You've got this locked up. It's over. It's all right, well.
So we know Mark's. We've got Mark's Rocket pick. We've got Mark's Wyndham pick. We know his Tour Championship pick. We're gonna get his 3M pick in a couple of minutes. Like, we're gonna have the whole season laid out here for Mark and in just a matter of moments. But yeah, this is actually kind of. I have to go through and see how many of these guys are still. How many of the live guys are still in the rankings? But that'll certainly open up a couple of spots for guys who. Are currently on the outside looking in. Gents, we got to do our best bets. We got to do our one and done selections. We're going to do that, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there, and I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now, here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt, and I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to, and Superfeet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. And we're back. Best bets. This is where we go over to Caesar Sportsbook and we scour every square pixel of the website. And we come back with the best possible wager that we can find. And Coach, you found yourself a matchup. What's your best bet for this week?
Couldn't believe that I got this matchup. Couldn't believe that we got this number. Now understand that on Thursdays and Fridays and for tournament picks, sometimes we are at the mercy of the sportsbook that we use. This week, Caesars has a lot of good matchups, at least in my opinion. McNeely played well a week ago. He's been trending upward. I think it's only a matter of when, not if, that he's going to win. And I think that could be this week. So you factor that in with Fagala, who has been playing every single week. He got into the Open Championship late. He played well at the Open Championship. So that plays into the storyline we were just talking about for a player coming over, jet lag, played well, had to play hard to get into the Open Championship. So I think this week is the natural progression back with a guy who played in Barracuda and not the Open Championship in Maverick McNealy.
-130 in favor of McNealy there. Speaking of guys who I think it's when, not if, Davis Riley, top 20 is my best bet. The only thing I could really argue against Davis Riley is he hasn't played since I think the Travelers. So maybe knock a little rust off. Maybe he doesn't win this thing, but I've got him finishing on the first two pages of the leaderboard, which Mark leaves you here. Oh, with a three ball. And I, Bo Hostler over Cam Champ and Tom Hoagie.
Scouring the betting card here. Hey, and just to that, couple things. Coach, last year, Louis Oosthuizen finished as a very...
I know.
Came to Minnesota, and I talked to him, and he was just pissy. And then shoots a final round of 64 and finishes runner-up or third or whatever it was. So just saying.
I don't
discount all of these guys, especially Sahith, who is a heck of a player. And I think he is so hungry to win right now. I think that's a really iffy bet. And if I wasn't winning wine so much, I might call you on that one. Then last week, I was just disappointed because I send my bets to producer Jacob. Last week, I found Rory McIlroy as a best bet to be the low former champion in the field for +240. And I hopped all over that. And that was not even a contest. So last week, I had some success with that. This week, I've got two guys in Cam Champ and Tom Hoagie who have together missed the last five cuts, I think it is, in a row. And so there's not a whole lot of form going on there. Cam Champ is desperate on the greens, with respect. Tom Hoagie is struggling there too. This is a place that's going to be a birdie bonanza. And then you look at Bo Hostler, who's trending in the right direction and is a fantastic putter. So at +200, I was like, wow, this is another really good-looking bet at a tremendous number as well.
Yeah, there you go. Bo Hostler over Cam Champ and Tom Hoagie +200. If that one cashes, let's move on to our picks and we'll start with our sleepers here. And Mark, I'll just throw this right back to you. Your sleeper, which I might note, the odds of your sleeper are almost the same as the odds of your pick to win, but we'll let that go. Just tell us who your sleeper is.
Well, first, I want people to realize I'm doing a thing here. Adam. Adams for 3M. C3M. All right. Anyway, forget me. Adam Long, I was next to him on an airplane coming back from somewhere here recently. And we chatted for about an hour and a half about golf and live and everything like this. And so I ignorantly said to him, so how you been playing, you know? Because I don't get to watch this sort of stuff very much. And he went to the effect of, he goes, listen, just because you are on the leading groups over the weekend doesn't mean that I haven't been really solid this season. And so he joked, he's such a good guy. And he goes, no, my game feels great. Everything's good. I'm pretty confident. Well, the following week, he has another top 20 or whatever it is. And so I look through his numbers and he is just fantastic. And he's good at this golf course too. So I had to jump on Adam Long.
Yeah, three straight top 25s, and I believe he finished runner-up here in 2020, I think, and he's made the cut a couple of years in a row. So, yeah, Adam Long, certainly trending. I went with the Canadian, Michael Gligic, 80-1, playing well. He's got four straight top 40s. He's popping. Some weeks it's the tee to green play. Some weeks it's the putter. I'm asking him to put this together and make a little bit of noise this week. And, Coach, you found yourself ball striker at 50-1.
Yeah, I did. And a guy that has been playing a little bit better late, not great. But I couldn't help but just sit here thinking, Rick, for all those people who write our picks down and they tell us and they rely on us for hardcore handicapping, as they're looking at their three bets going, I'm betting three Adams because there's a theme. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just messing. But Grillo, to me, this is a just shake it up and just kind of throw it out there. I looked at all the leaderboards the last few years at the 3M because this is a relatively new event, and nothing makes any sense. I mean, Cameron Champ's a defending champion. We can't touch him this week. So for me, this was just a very, very educated guess on a guy that hits it really well and has been scoring, had some really good rounds lately. So again, these are slippers. These are not guys that we think are going to win, but guys that could do well.
Yeah, that's Emiliano Grillo at 50-1, Adam Long 35-1, Michael Gligic 80-1. Top 10 wagers. We're getting closer to the top of that board, Coach. I'm going to bounce it right back to you here because you found Nick Hardy at 4-1 to finish on the first
page. Bandwagon.
I've been. You wouldn't say that if you watched any of my other shows that I do during the week because I'm very, very busy and I do other picks on other shows. And I've been picking Nick Hardy for weeks, and cashing ticket after ticket after ticket. However, this week when you look at it, fatigue to me could be a factor. I hope not, because he played last week at the Barracuda, and because of his status, he's been forced to play every single week to increase his odds of making it into the FedEx Cup playoffs and getting higher. So I think this is a great opportunity with a lot of the top guys not playing for Nick Hardy to come in at plus 400. It kind of protects what I think is going to be a top five showing for him this week.
Yeah, Hardy parlayed that runner finish on the Korn Ferry Tour a couple of weeks ago into five consecutive top 35s on the PGA Tour, with three of them coming inside the top 15, including last week, T13 at the Barracuda. Certainly playing well at the moment. Mark, you and I have both found an Adam inside the top 10 here. This time it's Svensson. Tell the people why.
Hey, first, all of those results of Nick Hardy you listed were not inside the top 10. Okay, just saying. And then
one of them was.
On the PGA Tour or the Korn Ferry Tour?
Travelers. He finished T8 at the Travelers.
Okay, forgive me. I am interested to see why you picked Adam Svensson first, and then I'll tell you mine.
I generally just believe in the talent of Adam Svensson. And I think that, you know, when you start to look at the way that TPC Twin Cities sets up, it's not particularly a wedge fest. It's kind of like 150 and out, which is where I think Svensson starts to really find his stride. And when you've got what I believe to be just like significantly more talent than a lot of these other guys in this field, like he's going to end up making my board here.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'll never forget watching him play when I was back where I'm a recovering college golf coach right now. And he transferred to Barry University down in Miami, Florida, from UNLV, because he struggled with grades and stuff like that. And there was a golfer in my team that said to me, and this kid was good, this Canadian boy. And so we go to an event, and so I'm like, well, his name was Jesse. So I'm like, Jesse, look, this is one that you should expect to contend in. He goes, no, coach. He goes, there's Adam Svensson's in the field. I'm like, who's this? He goes, no, I played with him for Golf Canada, and he's good. And I was like, better than you? And he goes, oh, yes. And so then I was like, come on, man, get over yourself, because the last thing you want to hear is another golfer telling you that he's going to get beaten by somebody else. And I watched this kid play and I was like, And then I just, every week I looked for him, and he went on a tear where he won a number of events in a row. And some of them were dominant. Some of them he sort of came back and won, but he always just found a way. And then in the pros, I was expecting him to do more. But it looks like he's found his groove, because when he came from UNLV to Barry, he struggled a bit because he was just trying to get acclimatized. And now it looks like he's acclimatized and finally figured out who he is and his places on the PGA Tour, and not just trying to keep his card now. Now, to me, he's a contender. And this week, with a respectfully weaker field, I feel like it's Adam's time to shine.
There are a lot of stories like that about Adam Svensson, where caddies love him, other players love his game. There's just like a lot of those stories, which is generally a very good sign for each of these guys. Coach, I'm hoping that your take on Sahith coming back from the Scottish or coming back from Scotland is a little bit off, because I've got him to win. I can't quantify the jet lag, so I'm going to act like it doesn't exist. He's been driving it well. I think he should be licking his chops in this field. I'm going to go with Sahith over to win this at 22-1, and you're going to back up your head-to-head matchup wager of Mav McNealy over Sahith with a Mav McNealy outright ticket.
Yeah, it's been a really, really good way for me to cash tickets the last few weeks, as I've been stacking guys. I did it with Xander at the Scottish Open, cashed both of those tickets. So I think McNealy is a guy that, when you look at this field, he's playing fantastic. He played good again last week, and I'm going to keep riding him. And a plus 2,200 in this field, not a great number, but it's a good number. And I do believe that Sagala could play well this week, but I think that Thursday's round is going to cost him. And it's literally driving me insane that Louis Oosthuizen did what he did a year ago, because Mark is going to ride that topic for the next 10 years. You remember 2021 when he flew back, he finished I'm saying as a whole, as a group of players, you're going to see, I believe, and again, this is handicapping. This is not 100% foolproof, but I think you'll see the Open Championship guys struggle this week on Thursday and Friday, which will cause them to finish top 20 instead of win. That's all I'm saying.
We shall see. And we talk about it after every major, and it's going to be a thing for every major moving forward. So we'll try to do our best to figure it all out. Now, Mark, before we reveal, your pick to win.
It's okay. Yeah, there we are.
Before we reveal that, Mark, you have three atoms on your card. There's four atoms in this field. Do you know what atom that you snubbed?
Shank.
Correct.
Thank you.
I wanted you to get it wrong so we could play the wrong.
I've had like 3 weeks since my last broadcast gig for CBS. I've had a lot of time to do research for this field. I'm ready for this weekend.
So Shank has been snubbed. Long is the sleeper. Svensson is the top 10 wager, which leaves Adam Hadwin as your pick to win, Mark.
Yeah, sort of falling in behind coaches not playing in the Open idea. Adam Hadwin didn't. His record is impeccable around this place. He's got two top tens, I believe it was, one top five in three attempts, whatever it is. And the game's trending. But, you know, I made a comparison in fairway width to what they saw at the Open last week. The first time I got to this golf course, it felt very much like I was sort of driving into Ontario. Now, humor me a little bit here because it's wide open plains. The golf course is sort of made by man, where last week it was made by Mother Nature and the angels, right? So this place, their mounds and stuff that are built, and the holes are turned by water hazards and stuff, very much like certain places that these guys play in Canada. Now, Adam's from Saskatchewan, but there are a lot of the courses that these young men play up there that are similar in terms of feel and flow and also green speeds and stuff to what we're going to see this week. Not necessarily next week because it's a Donald Ross, but certainly this week. So I feel like this is just a pure horses for courses pick for me. I think Adam Hadwin will continue the good vein of form over there.
Adam Hadwin rounds out the Adams to win 25-1 for Mark Immelman, which, gentlemen, leaves us with one final thing to do. It's our one and done selections. We're going to do that, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we're back. One and done. The fan vote is in. The fan vote is complete. Oh, interesting. Okay. The third place vote and not the fan selection, Tony Finau. They have opted to not go for Tony Finau. With 18% of the vote, the fans did not select Sahith Tagala. And with 25% of the vote, the fans have opted to go with one Davis Riley as their selection for this week's one and done. Coach, careful with your reactions, because last week Kyle told the fans to pound sand with their pick. I think it was Patrick Cantlay. That was one of the best picks. So we got they remember these things.
I don't need to be careful at all, because the fans are now moving themselves into a situation where we've let them participate. We've let them choose from like three of the top guys every single week. If they'd like to choose their own guy, then we'll see where they actually stack up. So I don't want to hear from the fans. And believe me, I'm hearing from a lot of them on Twitter. Yeah, and I am now creating the biggest block party that First Cut has ever seen. VIP passes for everybody.
Coach, it is going to be different next year when by this stage in the season – and they've spent a number of these blue chip picks that they've had free reign because they've played golf in the fall. It's going to be a different animal, because they're talking a whole lot of trash with all the bullets they've got stashed in their holster.
100%. Thank you, Mark. And I don't say that very often, Rick.
I know, but the only thing that can get you two on the same page is the fans and how ungrateful they are.
I know. By the way, a little teaser. Next year is the commissioner of the one and done. We're adding a little twist to it next year, that if your guy wins the week that you pick him, there's going to be a little bonus. There's going to be a little bonus now, this from everybody.
This I like.
I knew you would. Just a little tweak. Just a little tweak.
I just want a champion's belt. That's all. Just like they have there in the WWE. I want one of those belts, Coach. I want to be able to do this.
I understand. And as the commissioner, I will handle, even if somebody wins, that will drive me insane. And that's exactly what Mark winning would
do. That's what's going to happen in 6 weeks.
Oh, my God. But I'm a true professional, and I will handle my business.
See you, Najad.
I must say this. Davis Riley is a good pick. I picked him at the Travelers, and he looked lethargic over there. That is a nice pick there from the fans. And kudos to them for leaving alone Finau and company, because Davis, I think, is going to be good this week.
Well rested and ready to rock and roll, Davis Riley. Mm-hmm. Sia Najad has gone with Cam Davis, which that should also mean Greg, who also picked Cameron Davis, are going to miss the cut. That's the Sia mush that has been going on for a couple of weeks now. Kyle Porter, we have no idea where Kyle is, what he's up to. He has not submitted a one and done selection. I guess he didn't want to opt for Dustin Johnson 3 weeks in a row. I think he has given up at this point. So I think he's headed back from Scotland. So we have no idea what his selection is.
For a rooting interest, we should probably give Kyle someone. So my vote's Tommy Gainey.
Well, no, the rule is the lowest ranked player. That's the rule.
Who's the lowest ranked player in this field? Derek Lamley?
I don't know. I didn't look, because I actually turned my pick in. But it's whoever's the lowest ranked player is who he gets. So,
all right,
we'll figure it out.
If I know Kyle, he's almost trying to finish last right now. This is what I'm seeing out of him, because then it's something that he can create some sort of a silly take out of. So that's probably where he's angling.
You think Kyle's in this for the takes?
He's in it for the takes. Come on, Kyle's in it for every take.
I like this. Let's keep this going. I like this.
Actually, we do have one of the – actually, Marty Fish is in the field, so we could just –
yeah, he got a sponsor's invite, right? So he's, like, unranked.
He's unranked, so he can't – oh, wow, that'd be cool. Marty Fish. Let's do it. American Tahoe.
Let's give him Marty Fish.
Let's do it. Marty Fish.
What's the worst that can happen?
He shoots 280s?
Yeah, exactly. All right. I went with Sahit, obviously. Coach Nick Hardy, you're rolling on. You're still jostling this. It's unlikely you catch Mark, but you're still very much in the thick of this thing.
Yeah, and rest assured, we still have the three playoff events, the first place is a lot higher. So Mark is not – he doesn't have this locked up yet by any stretch of the imagination, but he's in a great spot. But it's not locked up. If somebody could get two winners in the playoffs, they could catch him.
That's true. The first place prize for the Tour Championship is like 2.7 for us, Mark.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, are we settling on the rule for the Tour Championship now? Because we start making this rule Monday of Tour Championship week.
Yeah, we're actually well ahead of it this time. So what I think we did last year is we took – it's not the same this year, but we'll use the same payout structure. It was basically – last year it was whatever the WGC FedEx St. Jude payouts were, we doubled them. Now, that doesn't exist anymore, but I think it's – we have the scale somewhere. It's like 2.7 million for first.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And yeah, you're gonna win. It would take a magical performance for somebody to catch you.
Is that the real leaderboard or your guy's shadow leaderboard, as you call it?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. What did we do last year, Jacob? I think we did the real leaderboard.
Yeah, we did the real leaderboard to reward someone who.
Which is why I say that's why you should be saving Rory and JT and these sorts of guys that you know are likely to be inside the top five. It's strategy, boys. That's how it should be.
Strategy corner from Mark Immelman. Thank you much. Jacob, you also found yourself an Adam. It's Svensson. You are the closest to the fans. You could get them to pound sand here pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could. I heard Mark's expert picks. I was going to go with Davis Riley, but then I heard Mark that we're just going to take all Adams. So I went with Svensson for this. You know, full-time hitter. I think we've sung his praises enough. And unsurprisingly, he was on the board. I mean, practically a home game, right? Minnesota's next to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Close enough. Fans, Davis Riley, Mark, no surprise. Another Adam. Adam Hadwin for you.
Yeah, I was sort of between Svensson and Hadwin on this one. And there were a few other guys I was considering as well. But this one just sort of makes a whole lot of sense. And to be honest, this week with this selection, I'm just trying to get out unscathed as much as possible because I'm pretty confident for Rocket Mortgage next week, Wyndham, and then the first event in the playoffs. I've got my guy earmarked, and the second I've got my guy earmarked, and then, of course, Rory in the final. So for me, I've just got to escape Dodge without maximum damage.
We can figure this out right now. Who did he tell us he was playing for Rocket Mortgage? He was playing who did you tell us, Mark?
Neiman.
Neiman next week.
Webb at Wyndham.
Webb in the Wyndham.
Memphis, I would say Berger, but he's kind of hurt. Are you saving Berger, Mark?
I plead the fifth on that one.
So, yes. And then I think he might have John Rahm available for the BMW Championship.
Well, it's got to be somebody inside the top 70.
And then he's going to play Rory at Eastlake. I think we've got it solved.
Well, I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. He played well this year. And I'll admit I got a little bit distracted in the middle of the year, and that cost me. But rest assured that as the event changes, don't worry. We'll make the proper adjustments. But I'll give Mark credit. He's had a phenomenal year.
Hey, I do have Brooks and Bryson and Answer and a few guys available in case the live rules change. You know, you never know.
Yeah, in case Jacob says we can start picking live events at the end of the year, you'll have those guys available to you.
I'm good, yeah.
All right, gents. Always a pleasure. Wednesday, betting pod. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, round by round recaps. The First Cut Pod is now a daily podcast. Producer Jacob does all the hard work behind the scenes. Mark Immelman is available on Twitter at @Mark_Immelman. That's the coach, who you can find at The Coach Rules. And you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.